Approximately 34 days ago, this couple had their 50th anniversary. That's why I want you to linger a little bit tonight, because there is a very special cake next door for this couple. Because they are gifts to the body of Christ. And that's almost as many grandchildren as Rob and Barb have. Not quite. Because some of the kids aren't here tonight. But we want to pray a blessing over them to send them into the next decade where they will release blessings to the third generation of their lineage. Because they just had a grandchild get married. I've got another decade to wait till I hope mine are old enough for that. So I'm going to ask the elders to just gather around them. And if you all have a prophetic word for them, come up and see me.
Well done, well done, well done, my good and faithful servants. In the ministry, and the speaking in the government, and the prayer war is icing. The joy that is in the Lord's heart is the example and how you have led your children and grandchildren. The light you've been to them, putting your money where your mouth is, standing firm in the hard places, showing his love when without him would destroy people. The testimony that you have been to your children, your grandchildren, and the generations to come. That ministry will touch more people than any other ministry you have done. And the Lord is pleased with the job you have done in their lives.
And you have more children than you know you do. Because as you have taught in the classroom, as you have mothered your children's friends, as you have stood for a standard that was raised up by God, you have sown seeds and you have watered the ground and you have plowed the ground when it's been really hard. And you have contended and contended and contended, both of you, for what you knew was right and for the dream that God put before you. And you have children because of those seeds. You have those that have watched you for years and years because of those seeds that you've sown. And you may never know their names, they may never come up to you, but you have planted and you have watered and the Lord has harvested. And you have more.
Yeah, I want to be where you guys are. 50 years. I got a couple days ago. I'm just going to pray a prayer of gratitude. Lord, we thank you that you allow us to continue to forge forward in you, that we can be committed to one another, that we can be committed to you, that we can be committed to the things that are obviously clear and dear to your heart, oh God. Lord, I thank you for every patriarch of faith that goes before us, that paves ways, that can allow us to be encouraged in the midst of our own personal storms, that others have also gone through similar storms and have made it as they kept their eyes fixed on you. Lord, I thank you for the lives of many other believers that have gone before me that I could look at and say, Lord, confidently, if you've done it for them, you can do it for me. Lord, be glorified in them. And Lord, I pray that you'd aid them in continuing to forge forward, glorifying you, praising you, giving you all the honor and due that is due to you. Lord, be glorified in them. Lord, I pray that their hearts will continue to be encouraged even as they look upon their children and see the fruits of righteousness start to emerge from the seeds that they have planted from their lives of faithfulness. Thank you, O Lord, for the opportunity to observe and to give glory unto you for your handiwork in their lives and in the lives similar to their own.
When I put my hands on you, one of my kids apparently brought a pair of binoculars with them. And so they were looking up here with a pair of binoculars, and I was about to do the mom stare down, and then I felt the Lord start talking to me about it. And so what I hear the Lord saying is that as you step into this next season, that he's giving you new eyes to see even further. That he's giving you eyes to see further for yourselves and for your family and for those who are coming behind you than you've seen before. I believe that you have done well casting vision for yourselves and for your family, but he's giving you new and greater vision to cast for them, that you will see clearly the legacy that you are leaving, and that you will see clearly the paths that the Lord has for them to walk on, that he's giving you eyes to see that clearly, and that he's giving you a voice to communicate that well, that you will cast good, strong, enduring vision for everyone in your family.
You two have been such a beautiful picture of biblical marriage and what it means to walk things out as partners. When you took your wedding vows over 50 years ago now, I'm sure you said in sickness and in health, in joy and in sorrow, and you've had all of that. But your love for one another and your love for the Lord has not waned. It's only grown stronger. And Barb, when you've been weak, Rob's been strong. And when you've been weak, Barb has been strong. And you've been true partners, not one going ahead, not one lagging behind, but even as you're standing now, hand in hand, God has called you on this journey together, and you've done it together. And that is such a picture to this generation that is so disposable with everything, including their marriages. That together with Christ in that threefold cord, you can walk it out, and you have walked it out well.
And as speaking as someone from that generation, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being an example for godly people that I could look up to. Before I even knew what you guys did when I was younger, I just thought that you were missionaries because you would only come like every once in a while. But when you did come, there was always something so powerful when you spoke and the way that you guys acted with each other. So thank you for that. But the Lord also showed me just golden rays of sunshine shining down on you. And I just keep hearing blessed and highly favored. But it always hasn't felt like you were extremely blessed, and it always hasn't felt like you were highly favored. But the Lord is just showing me you walking through these really dark times, and you have just been a beacon of light because you just carry the glory of the Lord everywhere you go. And I just wanted to encourage you guys in that and just thank you for being that everywhere.
The only thing the whole time I've been up here seeing the word gracious. I see it over your heads, gracious. You've been gracious. You've been gracious to people that you don't know, gracious in your home, gracious in your marriage. And I see the word gracious over you.
Two things. You have just entered the decade of your productivity. Everything has been building to this decade. And in your faithfulness, we're going to send you with a blessing. Lord, we say, open the next chapter of your book on Rob and Barb's life, their marriage, and their family, so that Rob and Barb will both be able to perceive what you wrote before the beginning of time for them to do in this next decade. We say, Lord, open the book, give them the revelation, and we now say to the angels that have been assigned to that chapter, bring it to pass for Father's glory. Lord, we send them with the blessing of the body of Christ and the beloved of the Most High God. Father, we thank you for this marriage. We thank you for the witness. We thank you for the testimony. And we thank you for the grace that you are lavishing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.